If you want to build a profitable dropshipping store in 2024, then guys, you are in the right place. My name is Anton Kraley. My company is Dropship Lifestyle. And in this video, I'm going to share exactly what I would do if I were starting over with a brand new dropshipping store in 2024. Now, luckily for you, this wouldn't mean I lost any of the knowledge that I've gained over my past 15 years while running these businesses. It would just mean I was starting over, most likely what you are doing right now, but you get to follow along with my experience step by step, literally going from brainstorming niche ideas all the way through the end point where we're outsourcing and automating so we have a profitable dropshipping store that we can manage in about 15 to 30 minutes per day. Now, that is the goal. My company is called Dropship Lifestyle for a reason, because we want to build businesses that we don't need to be stuck in front of a computer all day to run. We want things we can automate. We want things we can outsource. And the end goal of all of this, what I want for you, just like I want for me, and what I've been able to achieve, again, over these past 15 years, is to build a highly profitable, semi-automated online store. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get the process started at step one, and let's pick a niche together. So in this step, the goal is to get possible niche ideas out of our heads and onto a piece of paper, or if you're like me, into Google Sheets, just so you can access it from anywhere at any time, as long as you're online. And what we want to do in this step is brainstorm 50 possible niches that we can then later research, that's going to be step two, to find a winner, to find something worthy of our time to build a store in. Now, I'm just going to show you this quickly. You don't need to worry about all of this yet. Again, it'll be covered later in this video. But you'll notice on the sheet that I create, the first step is brainstorming those ideas and writing them here. But what we're going to do later is also look at the average price. And this is something you're not going to know for sure now, so just use a bit of intuition. And what we want is to ideally brainstorm niches where the average sale price of a product in that niche is $200 or more. So keep that in mind as you're brainstorming ideas. Also, we want niches that have little to no brand loyalty. An example would be if somebody was going to buy a tablet, they're most likely going to buy an iPad, or they're going to buy a Galaxy tablet for the few people that do that. So we don't want to sell in highly competitive niches in the sense that there's a few big brands that people buy from, not that there are different stores selling them. That's totally fine. We also want to sell in niches that are not seasonal. So if you're brainstorming ideas, and right now the holiday season just ended, so if you think, oh, artificial Christmas trees, I spent $400 on one. Way too seasonal. Try not to add that to your list at this point. Demand, there's really no way to know this before we do our research later, but we'll cover that, don't worry. We also want to make sure the niche is dropship friendly. Again, something that'll come later in this video. And we also want to find the estimated number of suppliers we could find for any given niche. Again, those are things you'll think about later. For now, as you're brainstorming your 50 ideas, try to think of average price points above $200, little to no brand loyalty, and things that are not seasonal. So to get started, one thing I typically recommend is looking around wherever you are. That could be your home, that could be your office, that could be wherever you are right now watching this video, and start to list ideas. So right now I am sitting, but I'm at a stand-up desk, so I'm going to put stand-up desk. I also have a large area rug underneath my desk setup, so I'm going to put area rug. And then anything else that might just pop into your head, right? So maybe, I don't know, horse saddles, maybe wine refrigerators. One of my neighbors is moving and giving theirs away, so do wine refrigerator. And really anything else that comes to your mind. And one more thing I want to share here, because maybe you're going to follow along right now and brainstorm 10 or 20 or 30 ideas and think, wow, 50 is a lot. I'm stuck. Well, one cool thing we've been doing over this past year is using AI to help turn our initial list ideas into many. So I'm just going to grab wine refrigerator here, and then I'm going to go to ChatGPT, which, by the way, I have lots of different videos on you could check out. And I'm going to use the prompt, please provide a list of expensive items related to, and then I'm going to put wine refrigerators. Go ahead and press enter, and we will see what ChatGPT comes back with. And while it's doing its thing, I just want you to know the reason that we brainstorm 50 ideas is because we want to make sure we could find a winner. And most likely, if you follow along with what I'm doing, you're going to have many winners on your list, but that is a good thing. You want to have options, especially as we go through the research later in this video. But as you can see here, some of the things that came back with are high-end wine refrigerators. It's basically the same thing. Custom-built wine cellar cooling units, smart wine refrigerator systems, designer wine racks, vintage wine collections, wine dispensing systems. So just like that, now we have 10 related ideas, and I wouldn't just automatically copy and paste all 10 of these into my list. But again, at this point, I would use my intuition and think, does anything in here seem like it would fit? And if it did, I would copy and paste it into my list. And again, we can do the same thing here. Go to Stand Up Desk, and we can ask ChatGPT to please provide a list of expensive items related to, and we'll give it stand-up desks, and we'll see what it comes back with here. Okay, so out of this list, maybe I would wanna take treadmill desks, and I can go ahead and just add that again to my brainstorming list. So I'll come down here and I'll paste that, and let's come back and see if anything else stands out. Ergonomic office chairs, that could definitely be a potential niche. Again, one that was not initially on our list, so we'll go ahead and add that. LED lamps with adjustable features. Maybe we'll just take LED desk lamps, and that's something that we could possibly do our research on and maybe find it to be a winner. But again, this is a new kind of cool tool we've been using over this past year or so to take a list that you might feel stuck with to help get to that 50. And again, it doesn't mean that you need 50 to find one winner. It means you want to have ideas and different options as we move through our research. But what I want you to do right now is pause this video, go ahead, create a list like this in Google Sheets, or again, get a pen and paper. This could be extremely simple, and write down 50 potential niche ideas, and then come back. All right, so that wasn't that hard, was it? We brainstormed niche ideas. We used AI to help us with that. And now we're not just gonna randomly pick one and say, I hope this works, but we're gonna move into step two of the process, which is market research. And what we're doing here is researching the niches that we brainstormed so that we could fill out all of these columns and again, find a winning niche. That's what we want to complete by the end of step two. And by the way, if you did get stuck at step one, even with using AI, I have a list of 500 profitable product ideas that you could sell online in 2024. And if you want that, you can just go to dropshipwebinar.com. This is what it looks like. When you register and show up for a free live training I'm hosting, as a bonus, I'm gonna give you a copy of that report. I actually have a physical copy of it right over here. And again, you can get this for free when you register and show up for that free training. And it gives you 500 high ticket niche ideas, 10 times what you actually need in order to complete step one. So if you got stuck, go to dropshipwebinar.com. Go there even if you didn't get stuck. Register for that training. It'll greatly help you. But with that being said, let's get back to this training and let's start doing our research. So the first thing you're gonna do is start at the top of your list. You're gonna copy your niche idea, and then you're simply going to go to google.com and you're going to search for it. Now, after you search for it, you're going to click right up here where it says shopping. And when you do that, you're going to get into what is known as Google Shopping. By the way, this is a great place to get traffic, but what we're using it for right now is to find the average price point for these products. And what I'm going to do, because I want to find something, remember, over $200, is scroll down and I'm going to look at everything under this gray line where it says about these results. And I'm looking to see what that average price point is. Now, we're going to move through this a bit quick in this video, but if I was actually doing this, I would be taking all of these prices and putting them into a Google Sheet. But we can see here, the first one is $240. Then we have $197, $490, $240. So we're probably around like $260 right now, average price point. 200, 130, 100, 300. We have 170, 240, 90, 1000. Let's keep going down. We have 90, 380, 200, 320, 70, 180, 240, 240. Let's keep going. We have 600. We have basically 290, 100, 390, 165, 500, 330, 185, 435. And again, I'd be actually entering these numbers in to find the true average. But what it looks like so far is that the average price point is likely somewhere around $250, which is above our minimum. But this is one of the reasons why I really recommend doing this research for all of your niches, because especially if you're going to sell large and heavy items, while above 200 can work,
if you're going to offer free shipping like we do, you want the average order value to be even higher above 200, so there's more room for profit left over. So it looks like it went up a little bit here looking at the products on this page. Again, we look at all of page one results before we have to click view more. So what I'm gonna do here is enter 300 for the average price point. And again, what I would encourage you to do is to do this again for all of your niches right now. But the next thing that we want to think about with the niche is there brand loyalty? And this one, we really are using intuition. And again, like the tablet example, it's very clear. There's a couple brands people spend all their money with. With stand-up desks, we don't know how much variation there is. But I'll tell you, I have a stand-up desk here. I have one on that side of the office. I have one in my private office here. And we actually have two at my house. And I think I bought them between all of them from three or four different companies. So personally, I didn't have any brand loyalty. And I know many brands exist. So at this point, for brand loyalty, I'm going to put no. And then for seasonality, of course, you can use intuition here, but we actually have a tool that we built that's available for Dropship Lifestyle members. It's available at blueprint.dropshiplifestyle.com/research. And what I'm going to do is just enter that niche keyword, and I'm going to change this to United States because that's where I do business, but set it forever where you're going to do business. And this is going to give me two pieces of information. The one up here we'll cover in just a minute, but this is the one that I want to look at now. And what this is showing is search interest month over month for the past 5 years for that niche keyword. And what I'm looking for in this graph is there seasonality or not? What seasonality looks like is there's going to be peaks that repeat every year and valleys or dips basically that repeat cyclically year over year. Again, this is looking back for the past 5 years. And of course, there will be variability from month to month. That's just normal. But from this graph, there is no seasonality. It's not like there's something that repeats every year and stand-up desks only sell in the summer or the winter. So for seasonal, I'm going to put no. And then this next number here for demand, this is showing me the average monthly searches on Google for that keyword. So for this keyword, it is 33,100, and we want this to be above 10,000, so this does pass that test. But I'm going to enter that here, 33,100, because I know that it's above 10,000, and if I was doing this research, again, I would do this for everything on my list, but this would be something that passed. Anything that was below 10,000, I would simply cut and paste to the bottom of the list. So I didn't research it again in the future, but I knew it was a niche that failed the test. Now, the next things that we look at are, is the niche dropship friendly? And during the same test, we also try to find the estimated number of suppliers that we could work with. For our stores, we want at least 20 suppliers that we could potentially sell for. And by the way, we do build niche-specific stores, and we do sell for all of the best brands within our niche. At least that's the goal. The reason we want to find at least 20 is because on day one, we might get approved with 10 of them, and the other 10 might say, come back when you have more traffic and more sales. That's totally fine. But we want to find at least 20 so we know we can get approved with enough from day one to get a business that can be profitable. But to do this, we're simply going to take that niche keyword again, we're going to paste it in Google, and then we're going to try to find all of the online-only stores selling these products. And not just selling them, but selling for multiple brands within this niche. Now, Uplift Desk, I'm already familiar with them. They make their own products. In fact, no, this isn't one. I do have one of theirs, though. IKEA, obviously, they're not dropshipping. Vary, they make their own products, so we don't want that. Again, we want to find companies that are already dropshipping. Let's try Stand Up Desk Store. I haven't heard of this one. So I'm going to go ahead and pull up this website. Again, very simple research. Let's see what they sell. I don't see any brand names here, and they have 49 desks, but let's come down. And let's see if they do have a store. We want to find websites that do not have stores. So I see an email address. I see a phone number. Let's go to their, maybe Our Difference. Let's see if it mentions anything about a store. You can call them. They have prompt quick delivery. So orders ship out from our well-stocked warehouses. To me, for a site this small, most likely means they are dropshipping. Maybe not though. This is why research is so important. If you're a member of Dropship Lifestyle, you know this. We go heavy on the research. But on this page, it says their products ship from a warehouse in Alabama, and they also have a warehouse in the Netherlands. So this site, no, they would not be what I consider a future competitor, and we do not yet know if this website is dropship friendly. So one more thing you could do is just go to the Google Shopping section where we already did some research before, and we can look at the different websites that are listing these products and we could pull them all up. Again, I'm not gonna go through them one by one now because it can take time, but that's a good thing. You want to spend time with research. I will just click on this one though from Wayfair because I am, you know, well aware that Wayfair is 90% plus drop shipping. They do billions of dollars in sales every year. So we can go to their website here and we can look here. They have similar desks below. Well, let's actually go on Wayfair now to their stand up desk section. So let's come up here and I'm going to search for stand up desk. Let's go ahead and hit enter. And here we have standing desks and desk converter desks. I don't know what a converter desk is, but I'm gonna go ahead and just X that out of here because I wanna keep this on adjustable and standing desks. And we can see here that Wayfair has almost 1,200 of them listed. Again, Wayfair is over 90% on the dropship model. So this is a very good sign. So is this dropship friendly? So far, I would definitely say yes. Again, you do want to find multiple future competitors, as I call them, but this is a quick way to see, are there other companies dropshipping what you want to dropship? Now, I'm going to come back here quickly because I'm going to go down and show you something else cool you could do here. If we go to the sidebar, I'll go to show more filters, and then I'm going to keep coming down to where it says brand, and brand are the brands they sell for. Again, they don't make their own products. Now, if we come down, let's scroll down a little bit more. It says show all brands, and this is going to give a list of all the brands, in this case, of stand-up desks that Wayfair sells for. Again, knowing that Wayfair is primarily dropshipping, I know that these are potential brands I could sell for. Now, if we scroll down through this list, by the way, they show the best sellers at the top, but if we scroll down, you'll notice, or hopefully notice if you're watching the video version of this, that some of these are grayed out. And that means with this subcategory of standing desk, the ones that are grayed out do not have stand-up desks available. But here you see one, Advance Up. Okay, so that's one potential supplier. Let's keep going. Alcott Hill, that's two. Ala Furnishing, that's three. All Green, All Modern, 4, 5. Let's keep coming down to look for more ones that are selectable here. We're at 5 already, 6 in the A's alone. Keep coming down, 7, 8. Keep coming down, 9. Yeah, so there are plenty. I mean, we're just at B's and we already have 10 different suppliers. And there's well over 20 available here. So again, if I was actually putting the time into this research myself right now, what I would be doing is going one by one through these and getting all of those brands so I know how many potential brands there are in this niche. Because remember, we want at least 20. So let's just say we added them all up and we found 30. Again, I think it's well more than that just on one future competitor website alone. Now we have our initial stages of research complete for this niche. We have an over $200 price point. We have no brand loyalty. We know it's not seasonal. We know there's over 10,000 average monthly searches, meaning there's a market big enough for us to sell to and capture a piece of. We know it's dropship friendly because they're being sold on dropshipping stores. And we found 30 plus suppliers. So at this point, this niche would have a green light. But again, what I would encourage you to do right now is to do this research for all of your different niches. And then you're going to have a complete list of data and you're going to be able to see, well, stand-up desks had an average price point of 300, but again, this is a hypothetical. Wine refrigerators had an average price point of $700. Also, the demand was about the same and there was about the same amount of suppliers. Maybe I want to sell products a little bit more expensive so I can earn more money per sale. Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to go with wine refrigerators. Right? That's why we do our research for all of these, so we have those options available to us. And guys, I really can't stress this enough, but do not rush through this process. Do the research for everything and pick your winner. For the purposes of this video, we're going to say stand-up desks is our winner. So this isn't 8 hours long, but we're gonna pick that and then we can move forward.
And I really hope you could see how this is not that difficult. Literally follow along with me throughout this video, go back when you need to, but this stuff doesn't take weeks or months. You can do this fairly quickly if you know what to do, which you do because you're following this video. But now that we have identified a winning niche through our market research, we're going to move on to step 3, where we create our store. And yes, we do this before we get suppliers for a very specific reason.
And that reason is because if we really do want to get approved, to become authorized, to sell for the best brands in our niche, we cannot just email them or pick up the phone and say, hi, this is Anton. I'm thinking about selling surfboards. Can I sell yours? They're going to say no. You need to come at them with a website already built. Now, we do use a specific script when we're talking to suppliers, but the gist of it it is that we are getting into this new industry. Our store is set up right now for them to go take a look at, and we are going to be going live on X date, whatever that date is. That way, they know that we are serious. They know we are coming to them from an existing website. They can go to it. They can envision what their products will look like on it, and that will greatly increase our chances of approval. So to build our stores, we use a platform known as Shopify. You are probably aware of it. It is hands down the best e-commerce platform out there. If you do want to use Shopify, we have a special deal for Dropship Lifestyle subscribers where you get 3 days for absolutely free and then your first 3 months for only $1 a month. So over 90 days for $3. It's an insane deal, and you can get it at dsl.life/Shopify. I'll put that in the description as well. But again, dsl.life/Shopify. And I'm not gonna get into really great detail about how to build stores on Shopify in this video, because again, that would be an extra hour plus long. I did recently though do a video on how we build stores, so I will link to that in the description as well, and also put a little card. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can click and watch that Shopify tutorial. But in this section, I will show you what our demo stores look like. So this is Shaka Surfboards. It's built using our brand new theme called Manhattan. That theme is available to Dropship Lifestyle members in module 3 of the blueprint. But as you can see, even as a quote unquote demo store, this looks better than 99% of the drop shipping stores you'll see out there from other people. And that's because we put the same amount of effort and work into a demo store that we do into a live store. Because the only difference is the demo store does not have actual products on it yet that we are authorized to sell. Instead, we upload what I call demo products, and as soon as we get our first supplier approval, what we do is remove the demo products, upload the real products, the live products, and then we can move forward. I'll just show you a couple more really quickly while we're here. This one is Enlightened Chandeliers. Again, also a Dropship Lifestyle demo store. This is built using a previous version of the Dropship Lifestyle Shopify theme. But again, it looks great and it is optimized and it is built to appeal to the type of buyer that would be spending $1,000 plus on a chandelier. This one here is called Happy Paws, again, a Dropship Lifestyle demo store. And you can see it's a beautiful store. It looks professional. It's something that most brands would be happy to have their products listed on. And again, we build these out completely before we even reach out to suppliers. So what I'm gonna do again for this section is post a couple links in the description. The first one will take you to dsl.life/Shopify, where you can get those 3 months for only $1 a month. And then I will also link to that e-commerce tutorial I did for how to build stores on Shopify in 2024. So my advice is at this point, check out both those links, sign up for Shopify, and you can get started on building your very first store.
All right, guys, if you are still following along, I hope that means you're getting value. If it does, make sure you leave a like on this video. Also, click subscribe for new videos like this every week. And be sure to share this if you know anybody that would also get value. But just as a little reminder of where we're at, we brainstormed our 50 niche ideas. We did select a winner from that list. We built our demo store. So now it is time to get suppliers. Now, what I'll do is jump into the computer and I'll show you how we actually do this, because of course you can go online and find tons of supplier directories where you could pay for access to suppliers. But again, you're never going to make money that way. Those are middlemen. So instead, we are going to reach out to the brands which we want to sell for.
Now, it's very important to remember at this step that we are not going on Google and searching for dropship suppliers or dropship supplier directories or anything like that. Instead, we are going to our future competitors' websites, which we identified earlier on in this video when we were doing our dropship friendly test and trying to find how many suppliers we could locate for our niche. And what we're doing is contacting, reaching out, ideally via phone calls, to the brands that we could find already being sold on dropshipping stores. So let's just come back down here on Wayfair to the brand section. And let's just say this brand, for example, Han. I'll just go to Google and I'll search for Han Desks. And what we're trying to find is the actual brand website from whatever brand we're searching for. So this one right here, Han Office Furniture, that sounds like them. See if we have anything different that comes up. No, Han Office Furniture. Okay, so let's just go ahead and click into their website. And then what we're going to do when we get there is look for anywhere we can contact them to become a retailer. Again, ideally a phone number. So let me just scroll down here and see if we could find anything. And if we come down here to the footer, we have careers, stay in touch. We have their blog. We have press and media. We have, they could find a local dealer, get a digital catalog. Here you go, contact us. Okay, so from this contact us page, we see we have a form we could fill out right here. We also have their address. But what I would be doing, again, is ideally trying to find a phone number. If we can't find a phone number, then an email is just fine to start with. But I'm just looking to see if anything else stands out here in the links about how to contact them. And nothing stands out besides that. So what I would do at this point, again, if I was going to be building a store, again, already having my demo store live for stand-up desks, is get all of these websites pulled up of the actual brands I want to sell for. Step one is if there is a phone number, call them. If there's not, then submit a contact form or email them. Keep track of everybody you found, meaning future suppliers, everybody you reached out to, and where the approval process is at. Because what we're doing is becoming authorized retailers to sell for these brands. Again, the exact phone and email scripts we use for approvals are in the Dropship Blueprint. So again, anybody watching this that's a member of Dropship Lifestyle, just log in to the members area, go in to the blueprint, and then here in module 4, get suppliers, you'll see, you'll come down here, we have this lesson with the phone and email scripts in 4.8.
And guys, I am telling you, if you block out even a few hours in one day of the week and just hit the phone and make those supplier calls, you will get your first one or two approvals, you will have products to upload onto your store, and then you can start making those tweaks to your store to optimize for conversions.
Now, when I say optimize for conversions, what I mean is making changes to your store designed to turn as many visitors as possible into buyers. So let's just say, hypothetically, your store got 100 website visitors a day. I'll put WV for website visitors, and one of them bought. That would mean, I'll just put one P for purchase. That would mean you have a 1% conversion rate. Now, with the type of stores that we build at Dropship Lifestyle, our goal from qualified traffic is always to have a 2.5% conversion rate or better. So what that would mean is if 100 people came to our store in a given day, we would have, on average, 2.5 sales. Now, how do we get it to be 2.5 sales out of every 100 website visitors? Well, there are a few things. And of course, this all starts with the type of traffic that you get. So in the middle here, I'll just put Shopify. This will be your store. And there are many different ways to get traffic, which we'll cover in the next section of this video. But just know that the traffic, meaning the people that are finding your store, are going to be one of the biggest factors that determine what your conversion rate is. If you have low quality traffic, meaning people that really aren't that interested in what you have to sell, or people that aren't ready to buy yet, or people that are in a country where you don't even sell to, then you're not going to get many sales. But let's just assume, again, we'll cover this in the next section of this video, that you have high quality traffic. What I really want to discuss now is what we can do, what changes we can make on our Shopify stores in order to turn more of that traffic into sales. So if we go back to Shaka Surfboards, again, Dropship Lifestyle demo store, I'll just show you some of what I consider to be essentials for when it comes to conversion rate optimization. Now, obviously, we don't have a live phone number on the store because it's not a live store. But yes, if you are dropshipping and you're doing what we do, which is selling high ticket items, you should have a phone number front and center on your store because people will call, and the calls usually go something like this. Hello, is this ShakaSurfboards.com? Yes, it is. Okay, great. I can't believe you answered. I just called 3 other stores and no one picked up their phone. I want to buy this $1,500 surfboard. Is it in stock? Let me check. Yes, it is. Okay, great. Here's my credit card number. So let's come down now and go to product pages, and I can show you some more things beyond just having a phone number. Now, some things, again, we always do is offer what I call expiring coupon codes. These are different discounts that expire twice a week, typically on Wednesday nights and Sunday nights. The reason we have these with the actual date that they expire on the store is because it adds urgency. It has people that are already qualified to be on our stores make a purchase decision sooner rather than later. Do they want this discount? Yes. Do they want this product? Yes. Okay, I should buy it now. Now, coming through a few more things, having your shipping policy and your price match policy, if you use one, on the same page is huge. We don't want our website visitors to have to click all around our site to find information they likely need prior to making a purchase decision. So put that on your product pages. Also, availability, how much is left in stock, and this is another huge one, estimated arrival date. One of the biggest questions people have before spending $1,000 plus online is, when will I receive this item? So we use dynamically updated delivery dates so that people know, okay, if I buy today, I can expect to receive this between date X and date Y. Now, this is part of the Dropship Lifestyle Manhattan theme. Again, if you're a member of Dropship Lifestyle, you have access to this. Couple more things. One, we add these tabbed product pages, so we don't need to overwhelm people with information, but all the information they need is there for them to expand and collapse. Also, we add our unique value propositions in the form of this bar right here. Again, you could do this with any theme with code customization if you know how to do that. If not, again, just use the Manhattan theme because it is built in. Now, one more quick conversion rate optimization tip I will give you is that when you are setting up your Shopify account, you should use Shopify Payments to accept money from customers. And this is going to allow you to not only accept all credit cards and debit cards, but you can also enable it to use Apple Pay and Google Pay, which are becoming more and more popular. Also, you can use Shop Pay Installments, which means if a customer wants to buy an item from you, let's say a $1,000 item, they will have the option to finance that payment through Shopify. You still get the money right away as if you sold it at full price because you did, and then the customer will make those payments to Shopify through Shop Pay Installments. Again, you get your money right away. Your customers and potential customers get the convenience of being able to split the payment over time. It's a win-win for everyone.
And that leads us to my favorite part of this entire process, which for me is step six, getting traffic. We'll jump into the computer and I'll show you how this is done. But the reason I love this so much is because while all of the other previous steps are, of course, extremely important, this step, step six, is one that almost feels like a video game to me. And yes, I am a fan of video games, even though I'm 39 years old. But what I love about this is the better we get, the more profitable we can be. Again, if we've done steps 1 to 5 correctly, now it's a matter of having people find us, and not just anybody, but the right type of people.
And just to show you how much I love this stuff when it comes to traffic, we will jump back into the Dropship Blueprint, and I'll just expand module 6 here, which is all about getting traffic to your store. So here I cover everything from Google Ads to Microsoft Ads to Meta Ads to how to use Microsoft Shopping to how to set up SEO. And there's 9 new lessons, by the way, on SEO, from everything from your product pages to your collections to your pages and blog posts to how to use influencer marketing to how to create promotions and do email marketing. So yeah, huge fan of paid traffic, but also free methods as well, as you could see in module 6 of the Dropship Blueprint. Also, I'll mention that I have 2 playlists on YouTube. One of them is about Facebook ads for dropshipping, and one of them is about Google ads for dropshipping. So I will also link up both of those playlists if you want more in-depth information, and for some reason you're not ready to sign up for Dropship Lifestyle yet. Again, I'll link to those playlists that you can find on YouTube. But just to show you how this all works together, let's switch back to the iPad over here. And again, let's just say, of course, you're going to build your store, and that store is going to be built on Shopify. And at this point of this video, you have your niche, you've done your research, you have suppliers, you've built your store. Now it has real products on it, and it's optimized for conversions. So how are we going to get that traffic? Well, like I just showed you, there are many ways, but some of the easiest ways to get the ball rolling, first is to use what are known as Google Shopping Ads. I'm just going to put G for Google. And these are ads that people are going to see when they search on Google for the products you're selling. They're going to see an image of the product from your store. They're going to see your store name. They're going to see the product price. So by the time they click these, they are a very qualified website visitor. Now that is paid. Again, I'm a huge fan of paid traffic, but there are also free ways to get started. So one of them, which is massively underused, is Google, I'll put G again, product listings. And these you will already be familiar with because these are what we used earlier when we were doing our research into different price points. Every product I showed you where we used the average price points that is listed there for free. And yes, you should do this as well. And yes, again, you should do this from day one. Now, the difference between Google Shopping Ads and Google Product Listings are that Google Shopping Ads will appear on the homepage of Google, or I should say the first results page, and they also appear above all of the free product listings. But again, no reason to not be in both places. Now, my advice, honestly, is start with that. And as things start to scale up, that is a great time to introduce Bing Ads. And you might be laughing right now, but I'll tell you, Bing does make up a substantial amount of sales. It is only about 25% of the use that Google gets, but that is still a massive amount of people, and there's no reason not to run small budget campaigns there. Again, Bing Shopping is great, and there's no reason to not copy your campaigns over from Google directly into Bing. They make it very easy. One click, bring everything over, lower your budgets, get more qualified traffic. Now, quickly here too, let's talk about Facebook or Meta ads. A lot of people, when it comes to dropshipping, talk about using them to get people basically that don't know who they are yet. We don't do that. What we do is when these people come to our Shopify store, we know that many of them are going to leave without buying. Of course, the goal is to have them turn into a customer, but most of the time, we're not going to have anywhere near 100% conversion rate. So what do we do when people leave our stores? Well, that is where our meta ads kick in. And what we do specifically here is dynamic remarketing, meaning we show the people what they were already looking at. So if you clicked on one of my ads from Google Shopping, let's say, and went to a specific product page for a specific standing desk, when you went on Instagram or Facebook later that day, you would see an ad for that same product back to that same product page on our store. Now, we also do this with dynamic remarketing on Google Display ads. So both places, very small budget campaigns, but both of them send the people back to the exact products they were looking at, and again, give us more conversions. Now, I showed you we have 9 new SEO lessons in the Dropship Blueprint, and you're probably wondering, where does that all fit in here? Well, there are some things you can start doing from day one, but they do take a little bit longer to kick in for some of them. For the optimizations that I show you how to do for your product pages, some of them can start ranking as soon as one day because there are very specific keywords for your product names, your brand names, and your SKU numbers. Some other things like blog posts and collections can take longer, but this is something you're going to want to work on in the background while your site is making money from, again, Google, from Bing, from remarketing. Then you're going to start to really ramp up your SEO efforts that cost you $0. It's more about just following those 9 lessons in the blueprint, and that is going to get you more free traffic that turns into sales. Now, again, I'm going to post a link below this video. That's going to go to 2 different playlists I have, one for Facebook ads, one for Google ads. But again, if you're a member of the Dropship Blueprint, Module 6 is where it's at. Over 38 in-depth lessons about every single source we use for traffic, showing you step-by-step exactly how we set it up. And again, if for some reason you're not a member of the Dropship Blueprint yet, you can also go to dropshipwebinar.com, which I will link up in this description. And when you go there, you can register for a free in-depth training I have. That's also where you're going to get the 500 profitable product ideas and where I'm going to make you a special offer to enroll and become part of Dropship Lifestyle and the Dropship Blueprint.
So at this point of the process, our store is live with real products. It's getting traffic. It's making sales. Now we move on to what I call outsource and automate. And this is where we put systems and procedures into place that greatly reduce the workload that it takes to manage this business. Basically, any repetitive day-to-day task is something that can be outsourced or automated. And from there, we can focus our time on getting more suppliers, on continuing to optimize our store for conversions, and continuing to master the game of traffic so that we can be as profitable as possible.
So once your store is up and running and getting traffic and making sales and profitable, something special is going to happen. One of them is that your bank account balance is going to go up, but the other is that you're going to start to learn basically how to operate your business. You're going to learn what type of questions come in from customers. You're going to learn how to process orders as efficiently as possible. You're going to learn basically how to create a playbook for running your specific business. And when that time comes, that is when I recommend outsourcing and automating. Because if you try to do it before that, you're not even going to know what should be outsourced and what could be automated. Now, in Module 7 of the Dropship Blueprint, you can see here we have 13 different video lessons covering automations from things like automating social media posts to automatically sending orders to suppliers, plus a whole lot more. But in this video, I just want to give you three different tools that you can and should use as you get to this point in your journey. Now, the first one I recommend outsourcing is customer service because it is extremely important, but it is something that is part of the business that happens day in and day out. It is something that is necessary, and it is something that still does require a human touch. Now, our team is about 15 people strong, and almost all of our people that have been with us the longest from our overseas team, we have found here at onlinejobs.ph. Now, just know, hiring is still hiring. I'm not saying everybody you find here is going to be the best in the world, but I can tell you, we have found many amazing people that have been part of the Dropship Lifestyle team now for a very long time, and onlinejobs.ph is where we go to find very talented people that are huge assets to our teams. Now, the next thing I want to share with you is what is known as the Shopify App Store. And because we use Shopify, we obviously have access to this. And here you will find a mix of both free and paid apps that can do pretty much anything you would need. But again, as you run your business and learn the ins and outs of it, you're going to find these different tasks that you may want to automate. And going to the Shopify App Store and simply searching for whatever it is you're looking to automate is a great starting place, because if this is something that is recurring in your business, it's most likely happened in other people's, and there's most likely an app out there to help you with whatever that task is. Now, the next one I want to share with you, which we use so frequently, again, automatically, totally hands-off, is Zapier. And if you're not familiar with Zapier, you could think of it as basically a connection between different platforms. For example, Shopify could be one of those platforms, and then you can connect it to other tools that you might use. So this is the page for Shopify on Zapier.com. They just give you some examples here. You can take things from Shopify and send them to Google Sheets, which we do with abandoned carts. You can also do things like offline conversion tracking with ad platforms, which is great, but not really part of the automation. But something else that we do with this is take abandoned carts, meaning people start to check out on our stores and don't finish the order. And we have messages get sent through via Slack, and they come through the Zapier integration here with the customer's name, their phone number, and what items they left in their cart. So our team can quickly contact them and try to close that sale. We also have orders here get sent into Trello, so we track order processing throughout the journey, and a whole lot more. Again, everything we use this for is covered in Module 7 of the Blueprint, but I just wanted to give you an idea of some of the things we do and when it makes sense to start doing them.
And just like that, we are done. We completed all 7 steps of my Dropship Blueprint. But I mentioned this a bit earlier, I just want to reiterate it here. That does not mean that now we sit back on a beach somewhere, sip a coconut, never look at our store again, and are profitable forever. Because like I mentioned, this is a real business. It's a simple business, but it's a real one. And it does take consistent effort to grow and be as good as you can as a niche store in whatever market you choose. And again, to do that, we're going to keep revisiting these steps over time. And our 15 to 30 minutes per day are going to be spent making sure our customers are happy, products are being shipped out on time. We're collecting reviews to, again, further increase our conversion rates. We're going to make sure we're monitoring our ad accounts, cutting ad spend basically from what doesn't work and putting it in to the ads that do work. And we're going to make sure our business is running like a well-oiled machine so we can be profitable, not have to work that much, and so that we can truly live what I call the dropship lifestyle. Now, guys, as always, I do hope you got value from this one. If you did, again, give it a like, click subscribe. And if you want an even more in-depth free training from me, plus a special offer on our award-winning Dropship Blueprint, the only program to ever be voted best e-commerce course by Shopify, you can go to dropshipwebinar.com, and I will put a link to that in this video description as well. So go check that out, and I will see you on that training. Thank you.